Hashtag Windy City Nation.
Welcome to the Windy City Bulls pregame show on SportsTownChicago.com, part of the Be On Air Network.
Good evening and welcome to the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates for the Windy City Bulls pregame show. Alongside Trevor Foster, my name is Aaron Schellen, and we will take you up to the opening tip between the 25-20 Windy City Bulls and the 18-26 Maine Red Claws. So before we get into our pregame show, I want to recap the last time these two teams played. Back on February 24th, the Bulls fell to the Maine Red Claws up in Portland, Maine by the score of 121-113. It was a big game for the Bulls' three stars, Walt Lemon Jr., Brandon Sampson, and Jakar Sampson, as Brandon Sampson led the team with 32, Walt Lemon had 26, and Jakar Sampson had 23-11, but it wasn't enough to overcome R.J. Hunter's 24 points, 8 rebounds, 10 assists, and Archie Goodwin's 27 points off the bench. Obviously, the Bulls tonight are looking for a different outcome. We have two teams going in very different directions, as the Bulls have won 4 out of 5, while the Red Claws have lost 3 out of 4 games. Most recently, the Bulls played last Saturday night in Greensboro against the Swarm, and they came out victorious 113-107. They were led by Walt Lemon's 24 points and 11 rebounds, another double-double for Walt Lemon. Jakar Sampson's 29-12 in 37 minutes of play as Jakar Sampson continues his fantastic season for the Bulls, and Kaiser Gates with 14 points and 8 rebounds off the bench for the Bulls, who again have won 4 out of 5 and continue their push to the G League playoffs. A bit later on, Trevor and I will break down the playoff push. But up next is Ryan Fahey's interview with Bulls head coach Charlie Henry. Stick around. You're listening to the Windy City Bulls pregame show on SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls radio network.
There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Never crying and always delivering on SportsTownChicago.com.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the 2 Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
If you rack them up, we'll cover the breaks on SportsTownChicago.com.
Welcome back on into the Windy City Bulls pregame show here on SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Network. At this time, as always, joined by Windy City Bulls head coach Charlie Henry. And coach, going back to Saturday's win in Greensboro against the Swarm, 113-107. Overall, your thoughts on that victory?
Yeah, it was a good win for us. Obviously a team that you're fighting for playoff position with, so as well as the tiebreaker, obviously at stake. So it was good to get. I thought we took a step in the right direction defensively. We did some good things, but at this point in the year, they're all big ones.
Yeah, as it going down the stretch, everything kind of being a must win, and with the Maine Red Claws not in a specific spot to go for a postseason spot, but they're trying to play spoiler. Last time you saw them, it wasn't the greatest of outcomes back on February 24th. From the time you saw them to now, what's the biggest thing you want to improve upon going into tonight's matchup against Maine?
Yeah, we want to do a better job defending the three-point line. They really stung us last time we saw them, which they're very potent. They have 2 of the better shooters in the G League at their disposal. When you think about R.J. Hunter and Andrew White, as well as with, many bigs that can shoot it, Vito Brown, Jeter, So they got a lot of shooting. Obviously, Dozier's kind of a catalyst for them. So we really got to take on the challenge of, you know, guarding the guy in front of us and knowing who their shooters are and eliminating attempts.
You just mentioned RJ Hunter a moment ago, a former Windy City Bull. Just kind of go more in depth on, you know, what he brings to the table, as it's more of a homecoming, and he obviously has some fans in the house tonight that'll be going to be rooting for him.
Yeah, he's really, really developed. You know, he's really a testament to the G League, I feel like. You know, he's a first-round pick for Boston. You know, hasn't necessarily seen consistent NBA minutes. But he's a guy that's played in the G League the last few years at a few different places and has really gotten better each year. Obviously, he can shoot. You know, he had that reputation coming out. But I think he's really developed other parts of his game. He's a very good passer, probably an underrated pick-and-roll guy. And he's found a way to, you know, guard his position and, you know, make an impact on that end as well. So he's definitely someone that it's a testament to the G League and the way it can be used to develop players, because I feel like he's a guy that's gotten improved a ton over the last few years.
With it being the first of a two-game home stretch, and as we're winding down the season here, what is it that makes the Sears Center so great before having to go on the road and having that home crowd here?
Yeah, I mean, you're just back in, you know, a comfortable environment. You know, our guys have really enjoyed playing here this year. You know, we've, you know, practiced here the last 2 days. So, you know, you're used to the rims, you're used to the environment. You know, our crowds have been very good. You know, they feel the support. So, yeah, we're definitely excited here to be home this week. And obviously we got one more home game next week. So we just want to make the most of all three of those opportunities.
And then just a quick roster update for tonight. Everybody active, or where are we at with that?
Yes, everybody's active. We'll have both two-ways with us, Brandon Sampson and Raleigh Alkins. So, you know, it's to be full strength at this time in the year with everyone healthy. It's definitely a big thing for us.
Windy City Bulls taking on the Maine Red Claws at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Full roster for tonight's matchup. As always, Coach, thanks for the time.
Awesome. Thank you, Ryan.
We'll continue on with the Windy City Bulls pregame show with Aaron Schellen and Trevor Foster next on SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Network.
Out of all the schools I applied to, Illinois Media School was the first to personally guide me through the financial aid process. Not only did the school offer classes in my field, but hands-on experience with all of today's modern broadcasting equipment. Illinois Media School gave me all the tools I needed to find a career in broadcasting. While in class, I worked one-on-one with real professionals in the television and radio industry. Job placement helped me find the perfect internship where I had real, on-the-job training. No other school offers a program as exciting and educational as this. My name is Mandy, and Illinois Media School helped me achieve my career in broadcasting.
I could have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. There's so many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School. You can go if you don't like the college that you go to, you don't like the major, or maybe you just want a fresh start for someplace new. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
If you stream it, they will come on SportstownChicago.com.
Lag out.
And we are back. Aaron Schell and Trevor Foster with the Windy City Bulls pregame show. And Trev, before we get into tonight's game, I want to talk a little bit about sort of the playoff push here. As we got a tight race leading into the last five or six games of the season, with the Bulls sitting half a game ahead of the red-hot Grand Rapids Drive. Bulls are 25-20. The Grand Rapids Drive are 24-20. It's coming right down to the wire here between these two clubs.
Yeah, it's going to be a really big dogfight down the stretch here. And the one thing that the Windy City Bulls have advantage on the not only Grand Rapids, but Greensboro Swarm and the Go-Go, is that they have the half-game lead on at least all of them, if not more, on Greensboro and with the Go-Go. But Grand Rapids, like you mentioned, have won five straight now, and four of their next five are going to be at home for them. So they really, until they face their last game of the season, is on the road at Fort Wayne.
Yep.
Otherwise, They're at home the rest of the way, and that's a huge advantage to Grand Rapids. So this game right now against Maine is going to be huge for Windy City.
Yeah, the Bulls, I mean, the Bulls, they control their own destiny. They have to. You beat the teams that are in front of you. The Bulls are at home against Maine today. They next play the Delaware Bluecoats, and then they take a two-game road trip to the Lakeland Magic, followed by a game in Erie against the Bayhawks, and then they finish up against the Canton Charge. Whereas the Drive, you said they play four out of the next five. They actually play five out of the next six because they have that makeup game against Wisconsin that was postponed back in January. So they play five straight games at home before finishing up at Fort Wayne, as you mentioned. And then on to top that off, of those four teams that we mentioned, the Bulls, the Drive, the Go-Go, and the Swarm, the Drive's strength of schedule is by far the easiest, as those six opponents have a winning percentage of only 42%. So the Bulls are going to have to take care of business here because the Drive don't appear to be letting up at all.
Yeah, like you mentioned, the Drive, the only team that they play over 500 is the Stockton Kings. They'll have them at home, too, on that. So that's going to be a huge advantage towards them. Windy City, the only team they face over 500 is Lakeland Magic. So both have fairly easy schedules down the home stretch. As teams that are above 500 fighting for that playoff stretch, they should both win out most of these games here. But I think the Windy City Bulls are fighting an uphill battle on keeping Grand Rapids a game and a half, or a half game back.
Yeah, you mentioned the Lakeland Magic is the one team the Bulls have to face that are over 500. And don't forget, the Bulls beat the Magic by 20 here in Hoffman Estates just a few weeks back. So
they were missing a few guys, and it's not so much who you play, but when you play them, Aaron. Yeah, you know,
absolutely.
That's a big part of it.
Yeah, especially here in the G League where you never know. And we'll get more into this as the game goes on, but as you heard Coach Henry mention just a couple minutes ago, full allotment of players, both two-way players are with the Bulls tonight, so they have their full roster. But you're right, in the G League, it's about when you play these teams and what the big club needs when you're coming to town. As far as the other two teams kind of in the picture here, the Capital City Go-Go and the Greensboro Swarm. Right now, the Bulls hold down the number five spot in the Eastern Conference playoff race in the G League, with Grand Rapids currently sitting at six, and then the Go-Go and the Swarm are technically tied as they both are at 500. Capital City's 23-23. Greensboro is 22-22. Capital City has the hardest end of season here going forward. They in a real scheduling oddity, they play back-to-back home games against the Fort Wayne Mad Ants on both Friday and Sunday of this week. So that's a bit of a strange scheduling oddity. But from there, they have to travel all the way out to the West Coast to play Santa Cruz and Stockton, two of the best
teams
that the West Coast, that the Western Conference has to offer. So Capital City's got a tall mountain to climb here ahead of them.
Right, and also Jordan McRae and Troy Brown have played a lot of minutes back up with the big club.
Yep.
So that's another thing where they're fighting with a lot, not a full strength roster too.
Yeah, and then just to kind of close it off, the Greensboro Swarm have six games left, but they also have a West Coast road trip that takes them through Santa Cruz, Northern Arizona, Stockton, and then finishing up with Agua Caliente before coming home to play two games against Fort Wayne and Texas. So of those four teams, two of them are going to make the postseason. And right now, with where the Bulls stand, kind of in their position in the Central Division, along with their schedule and the where they have to play, you have to like the Bulls' chances here down the stretch.
I think the Bulls and the Grand Rapids Drive are the two teams you look for out of those four there. That win over Greensboro Swarm is just that much more of an insurance over it. That was a game Greensboro almost had to have, and the fact that they let it slip is a huge advantage towards the Bulls.
Yeah, you know, and again, Grand Rapids is doing nothing to let anybody believe that they're slowing down at all. They've won five games in a row. They're 8-2 in their last 10, second hottest team in the Eastern Conference. So the Bulls have to keep winning. They have to keep playing you know, the style of basketball they've played. They're 20-9 since they acquired Walt Lemon. They have to keep up that pace in order to hold off these teams, because again, two of these four teams are going to be sitting home watching the playoffs. So when we get back, we're going to get Trevor's three keys to a Windy City Bulls victory. You're listening to the Windy City Bulls postgame show on SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
There's no crying in baseball!
Never crying and always delivering on SportstownChicago.com.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
If you rack them up, we'll cover the breaks. On SportstownChicago.com.
And we are back. We are about 20 minutes away from tip-off between the Windy City Bulls and the Maine Red Claws. Call tonight will be... On the call tonight will be Ryan Fahey and Rob Hill, as Ryan and I are kind of switching places here a little bit. So this is a bit of a unique situation for us. But so, Trev, as I mentioned at the beginning of the pregame, the last two times these two teams faced each other, the Red Claws came out victorious. They beat the Bulls 121-113. And you heard Coach Henry talk about limiting the Red Claws' 3-point shooting, as Maine was 18 of 39 from behind the 3-point line in that game. So talk us through tonight. What's going to have to happen tonight for kind of these roles to be reversed?
Well, Aaron, I'm glad you brought that up. That is the main thing Coach Henry wanted to point out. They have some great shooters on this team.
Yep.
They shoot the fourth most attempts in the G League, and they make a lot of those. So with R.J. Hunter, that's one of the better shooters in the league right now, and he talked about Andrew White. Those are two guys that they have to defend against. The perimeter is huge. They don't get a ton of points in the paint right now, but John Bohannon can really rebound. Robert Williams, the third, is also a really great rebounder, so cleaning up that glass is going to be huge, because this Windy City Bulls team likes to get up and down, but they're not one of the bigger teams in the league.
Yeah, you know, and that's been a problem. You know, if the Bulls have had an issue this year, it's been with teams who have legit low post options. I'm not talking bigs who can shoot from the outside. I'm talking bangers down in the paint. Well, And Maine has got a couple of those.
That Maine does. You look at, like, even a team like Wisconsin Herd, they're almost a walk-through easy cupcake in this league anymore.
Yep.
And they give the Windy City Bulls everything they can handle every time they play, because Christian Wood and Brandon McCoy give them such problems down in the post.
Yeah, and when you add Robert Williams to this team, you now have that low post, that legit, not only offensive, but defensive low post presence, which is going to cause offensive and defensive matchups for the Bulls. Because, I mean, one of the things that allows this Bull team to be successful is, and when they're at their most successful, is when Walt Lemon Jr. is able to get into the paint and dish to one of his many shooters or attack from the inside, because this Bulls team does generate a lot of their offense from the paint. They're an inside-out team. They play in the paint. They play behind the three-point line. And having Robert Williams in the paint, who's been, even in his short time in the NBA with the Celtics, has proven that he is a shot-blocking force down low. And that's going to be difficult for the Bulls to contend with.
It is, but on the flip side of that, Jakar Sampson has a completely different game than him. And Jakar has played really well of late since he's came back from China. And he's going to pull Robert Williams away from the basket, because Jakar has enough of a shot that Robert Williams can't just sit in the paint.
And that's exactly, I think, what they're going to have to do. And the fact that Jakar is comfortable on the outside makes that game plan all the more effective. You're not asking Jakar to do something that he's not familiar with, or something that he's not comfortable with. You're not asking him to stand outside the three-point line where he hasn't been all year.
Right. And this Maine Red Claws team is the last in the league at getting steals. So Walt Lemon Jr. should have a day today being able to roll that pick and pop with Jakar, finding shooters like Michael Mulder and Kaiser Gates on the outside.
Yeah, the key, though, is going to be, is going, and it simplifies things, but the key tonight is going to be, are the Bulls going to be able to make their shots? Because, again, that inside game is going to be challenged a little bit with that pair of, not necessarily seven-footers, but big men down low.
Physical.
Physical big men down low for the Red Claws that the Bulls are going to have to contend with. So they're going to have to rely on, you know, the players that they've been relying on all year, of course. Brandon Sampson, Walt Lemon Jr., Michael Mulder, and Kaiser Gates from outside. But other players are going to have to step up, too. C.J. Fair is going to have to CJ Fair is a slasher. He's a driver. He's not necessarily a catch and shooter, but he's going to have his opportunities tonight, and he's going to have to make them.
CJ Fair, to me, is I describe as a Swiss Army knife. He does a little bit of everything for this. He guards one of their better inside post guys. He's versatile enough to step out on the wing. He's versatile enough to get down on the post. He does a little bit of everything for this team that Coach Henry just can use in a lot of different situations.
Yeah, in a previous broadcast, I said one of the great things about CJ Fair is that you can stick him on anybody between 6'2 and 6'10 and feel comfortable with him guarding them. So it's going to be a really interesting matchup. This game against Maine back on February 24th, they were without Mike Mulder, who was with the Canadian FIBA team. So he's back now. So as we mentioned just a minute ago, they do have their full complement of players, both two-way players, Brandon Sampson, Raleigh Alkins, Mike Mulder is here. So we've got a full complement of players for the Bulls, which, you know, the more weapons the Bulls have, the better off they're going to be.
The thing with Michael Mulder is, since he's come back from FIBA games when he was playing with Canada, is he's been opening up and shooting really well. He's had some really big games for them, and so has Kaiser Gates. And what that does is it allows Walt Lemon Jr. and Jakar Sampson to be able to have one-on-one matchups because people can't sag off on the shooters.
Right.
So this Bulls team has done a really good job of putting complementary players around. And then when you put a guy like Brandon Sampson, who's a two-way guy, he's played really well with them when he's down here, and he's been up with the Bulls and got some good time up there. That's just an athletic wing that can do a lot of different things, too.
Yeah, so just a couple of quick personal notes for some of the Bulls players. Mike Mulder is the second Windy City Bull in history to break 1,000 points, as he broke 1,000 points in their last game against Greensboro. He's at 1,021. He's 42 points away from being the Bulls' all-time leading scorer. So big night for Michael Mulder tonight. Who knows? Maybe he'll be number one. And then the other one, Walt Lemon Jr., is 60 assists shy of the team's all-time assist record, which is incredible considering he's only played 29 games with the team. Walt Lemon has to average 12 assists over the next five games, including tonight, and he will pass Ryan Arcidiacono for the team's all-time lead in assists. So a couple of things to look at here as we move towards the end of the season.
There's not a bad list of names in front of him, too. Antonio Blakeney, Spencer Dinwiddie, Ryan Arcidiacono. There's a lot of guys in the league right now that Walt Lemon Jr. is going up against to get that all-time record, and he's done it in less games.
Yeah, he's done it in 29 games. He's 258 assists in 29 games, and that number actually has been rising as the season's been going on, as Walt Lemon has been piling up double-double after double-double here over the last month or so. So, Trevor, as we get ready for game time here, three keys to tonight's matchup. What do the Bulls have to do well, or what do they have to keep Maine from doing in order to secure a victory tonight and move to 26-20?
Note one is defend the perimeter. I think you'll take your chances, even with the physicality of Robert Williams and John Bohannon on the inside. If they get their points on the inside, they've got to score somewhere. But defending the perimeter is what the main Red Claws like to do best. Taking away what they want to do is the key number one for me. Number two, we talked about a little bit too earlier, is cleaning up the glass. Not only is Robert Williams the third and John Bohannon really good rebounders, P.J. Dozier is a triple-double machine. He's got 14 all-time for Maine. This is a guy that does a little bit of everything for him. That's their Swiss Army knife, and that's another guy as a guard position that the guards need to get a body on because otherwise it's going to be a long night on the glass. And third but not least, this team has a lot of talent in Maine. They have three first-rounders on this squad right now. Archie Goodwin's going to come off the bench for him, and he can really light it up. We cannot sleep on this team if we want a playoff bound. Coming off that second unit, Raleigh probably is going to have that matchup against Archie Goodwin as one of the better defenders. Raleigh's physical, can keep Archie in front of him. And Archie's one of the few guys on this team that would rather get to the paint than shoot from distance.
Yep.
So Raleigh coming off and defending well off the bench is going to be key number three for me.
Yeah, Raleigh's got to use that stout frame to defend Goodwin tonight. So, Trevor, awesome as always. Trevor and I will be back for the halftime show. But up next, it's game time. Ryan Fahey and Rob Hill on the call as the Windy City Bulls play host to the Maine Red Claws. You've been listening to the Windy City Bulls pregame show on SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.